let's crank it up once more. Welcome back to another episode of Michael's Motor Island, powered by Pennzoil, where motor oil is in motion. From the track to the road, Pennzoil is the most trusted motor oil brand in America and the official motor oil of the NTT IndyCar Series. Well, guys and girls out there, we got a guest who was here maybe a year or so ago. If you check my podcast back then, we got Johnny Grunwald. You should know who he is. If not, you better Google him, because you'll see that RX-7 smoking like it's going out of style. But yes, we're back with Johnny to talk what he's been doing in the last year, and we're talking this some good stuff. So, briefly, I got to tell you, just in case you guys forgot about Johnny Grunwald, I'm going to tell you a little bit of brief history on this because it's something else. See, number one, Johnny was part of the 2018 Formula Drift Japanese Championship team over in Japan. I'm telling you, he's been all over the place. And we're talking, Johnny is an all-around gearhead. He's just like me. We like to talk cars, build engines, get crazy. So he has, and listen up, a Mazda Renesan, two-engine world horsepower record holder. This is something that he's done in the past. Great stuff. And now, if anybody ever gets to L.A., you have to go over to the Peterson Museum. Because I must tell you, Johnny pretty much has now, Johnny, you might be able to jump in and tell us about that, the things you have over at Peterson, because I don't want to mess it up. You still okay. Have that. You still have that there. Hey, I'll let you talk.
Okay. So I did a special project with Toyota and Scion 10 years ago, actually, to this year. Yes. With the Scion Concept 1, this vehicle was on display at Peterson Museum after traveling from SEMA Show to Tokyo Auto Salon, and it was driven out by Taniguchi at in Japan, Scuba Circuit, setting a time out there. And then it spent a lot of time at Peterson for about 10 years on exhibit, its own Japanese exhibit next to Ken Block's vehicle and a few other vehicles. Now that vehicle's actually gone on display somewhere else in California. I can't think of where it is at the moment. But it's also a special anniversary for that project with something new with Pennzoil this year, too. So we can talk about that a little bit later.
Yes, sir. Wow. Thank you for briefing us on that. Well, I tell you what. Welcome back, Johnny.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. I've been itching to get you back on because, man, you do so much exciting things. So definitely, what's been happening over the last year or so?
Oh, Michael, I think last time we hung out and spent time together was at PRI, and I had my Pennzoil Gymkhana RX-7 on display in the Toyo booth, which happened to be right next door to the Pennzoil's booth. So we hung out and played games and hung out the whole week.
Yes,
it was tons of fun. But in the past year, it's been quite busy for me. As you know, I moonlight as a project manager with Team Magic, with Red Bull, Mazda, and Toyo Tires. So we were up at Pikes Peak this year with our four-rotor Mazda 3, which was absolutely insane. And our mentor driver was actually none other than Reese Millen. So it was cool to spend time with the legend himself with his Pennzoil M4. So we were in a similar class. So we got to hang out next to each other the whole time. And he had his Pennzoil production car M4. He was going for the production car record, which he beat that year.
Yes.
And then we actually beat the fastest Mazda and rotary record with our car. Of course, under Reese's direction, of course. So unbelievable experience.
Wow. I'm telling you.
That's how they get started.
That's enough. I'm telling you, everyone out there, if you guys look up the Pikes Peak, that's been I would say a run for over 100 years, different classes of cars over the years. It was dirt roads, if you go back several generations, and now it's pretty much paved, but it is just a course that you run and to get the best time. And like I said, different classes of cars, like Johnny said, the had the Mazda flowing there. And it's exciting. If you get a chance, check it out on the internet. It's super exciting. See, that's one of my bucket lists there, to be able to go there one day. And like you said, you mentioned Reese Miller, which he and his family are legends when it comes to Pikes Peak.
Yeah. Yeah. Rod Mellon, of course. Yeah.
Yes. And that's one of my things, one day to maybe go there and maybe bring a production, maybe break my Mach 1, put some good old fat Toyo tires on it and strap it and go. But we will see in the future. But that is amazing on that. And that's just part of what you've been doing this year. Anything else flowing this year? Because it's been, so like you said, it's been a busy year.
Really busy year, and it's ongoing. We're leading up to SEMA this year as well. Yes. But yeah, so outside of Pikes Peak, which was a huge accomplishment for our team, which is based in Japan and the US, mm-hmm. I've also been working in secret on a special project with Pennzoil for an FC RX-7. Yes. It's a collaboration with Kimura from Tirai Kyoto, or popular brands Rocket Bunny and Pandem. He's a ghost designer for so many huge viral popular brands in the world.
Really?
But to have him jump on board with our team, with Terminal Racing here in Long Beach, as well as Pennzoil. If you go to his vintage shop over in Kyoto, Japan, you see all this old school NASCAR stuff on the walls, and Shell logos and Pennzoil logos, vintage racing stuff.
Really?
So he has a big affinity for American car culture, even though he's Japanese. And we're doing a special FC RX-7. It's the version 2 of his FC body kit. And we're doing something special. You know, I've always been obviously a big rotary guy.
Yes.
So the long-term plans for this project, I'll leak with you exclusively. No one knows about this, Michael. I'm only sharing to you. So
yes.
I'm building this car. Obviously, it's going to be awesome Pennzoil livery and in a fun seat time car. But the long-term plans is to swap in a 2JZ into this car.
What?
So big what? Power piston engine. And you know me, I'm not a piston guy. So
you're like the biggest rotary ambassador.
I know. But that's a long-term goal. So short-term goal is, let's finish the car and get it to SEMA, and I'm doing a crazy rotary engine. I'm doing ITBs, Bridgeport, high revving NA motor. And here's my goal, is that it's so common. Everyone has these negative stereotypes about rotary engines, and
of
also
course.
about synthetic oil and about different things.
Yes.
About what you can use for maintenance on a rotary engine. So my goal is, I'm going to do everything to break all the conventional perspectives, what people say, and all the rumors, and I'm going to prove them wrong. So my goal is to push this rotary engine as hard as I can, running Pennzoil 10W60 synthetic on an NA motor, breaking it on the dyno. I'm going to measure the bearing tolerances, measuring the iron wear, everything, just to prove a point of the power of synthetic motor oil.
Johnny, let me get up off the floor. Johnny, do you know, as long as rotary engines been around, and I remember I was back in my automotive school back in the 70s when we were talking about the first rotary engines that were out. And it's amazing, you're my professor and instructors. Well, you know, I don't know about that rotary. Yeah, that's old school thinking. But
yeah.
The number one thing, since I've been hanging out here 4 decades with Pennzoil, we have been saying, and going by what the service manuals that Mazda's been saying, along with every owner's manual I've looked for years, they kept saying, you bet not even think about putting a synthetic anywhere near our rotary engines, or we coming to get you in so many words.
Yeah. So we're going to put that to the test. We're going to see what happens. We're going to have some fun.
Because sometimes we walk that line. I'm telling you, being here in the technology center, that what the OEM says, Johnny. So man, we are waiting with bated breath when you put this to the test, because it's, you know, that question has come up personally with me for many years. Can I go grab some of your good old Pennzoil and put, and I can't, and I tell people over in my tech line, I can't go, I can't step on the toes of the OEMs.
Yeah.
So, but when it comes to the performance side of the business, like the guys, engine builders and drivers like you, Johnny, you guys are taking it apart, doing things, seeing things, knowing, hey, we know what's happening over here in the high performance.
Yeah, technology's evolved for over 30 years.
There's
so much modern technology available to actually push the limits that was conventional seen back in the 70s and back in the 80s. I mean, rotary technology is 60s, 70s technology. And not only that, aside from this secret project, I've been racing this entire year in grid life with my Time Attack RX-7. That car, I've traveled from Lime Rock to New York to Mid Ohio, all over the place.
Whoa.
And I'm running synthetic Pennzoil in my RX-7 that as well. So it's gonna be fun to document a brand new engine to really dispel all the rumors and myths and actually get our own data for fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
Before doing the big engine swap next year and documenting that for everybody to see and have fun and see what goes into building one of these cars.
Oh man, but, and that's good. That's good information, Johnny. Even for here with us here at the Technology Center, you're doing step by step because, again, number one, you're running our Pennzoil, and everyone out there, you must know we do have a line of some good old natural gas base oils, synthetic oil, and Johnny is running the 10W60 Racing full synthetic Pennzoil oil. That's the oil that's ran in a number of the Maseratis and Ferrari engines. So I'm telling you, this is like top of the line, high horsepower revving oil. So I'm telling you, I am looking forward to seeing the information after you guys in a brand new rotary engine.
Yeah. So wow. I'm excited.
Yes,
not only that, is that it's been fun to test like fuel dilution over time, also on the track cars versus the street cars, versus synthetic versus conventional, just to see the data back from that. These cars are running high horsepower. You know, the Gymkhana grid car, the drift car I have, that car's 1100 horsepower. My Time Attack car is 800 horsepower. So it's fun to push these rotaries to the limit. And obviously they're reliable and consistently running with basically side pit oil changes, no other crazy maintenance the entire year on Pennzoil. So I love my car.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh man, I'm telling you, we love having you, Johnny, running our straight oil. Because I tell you, I've talked to so many guys. Some guys said, you know what? I think if I'm going to run some of your oil, I may need some help from some aftermarket additives. And we tend to tell folks, look, we do a lot of work on our racing division, motor oil side of the business, and it doesn't need any help by any aftermarket product.
Yeah.
So like you're saying, you're just running out straight oil, and the proof is in the pudding. I tell a lot of guys, I said, check out what's happening. Hey, we were at Indy. Our racing oil proved to win Indy this year and championship with Joey Logano last year. So you know, as well as everyone else and everyone out there, guys, here at Pennzoil, we got the good stuff flowing.
I mean, not
trying to brag too much, but we are track proven, and look what Johnny is doing. He's pushing it to the limit. Big turbo rotary engine. Think about it, guys. I know a bunch of you guys are just thinking about, well, we gotta have our piston breathing good old. But look what's happening! Look what's happening here with rotary engines. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun. So aside from the new projects and then racing across the country in grid life, representing Pennzoil and Toyo tires this entire year, I've got one more race coming up at Laguna Seca end of next week. That car will go to SEMA show in Apex with Pennzoil to be on display. And I'll be hanging out and able to talk to you guys or talk to friends and enthusiasts about Pennzoil as well as Time Attack Racing and the RX-7. I've also been preparing my three-rotor car for Gymkhana Grid. It's a new series to honor the late Ken Block of the
Grinigan.
So we're waiting for the dates for that to be announced so I can go out there and compete and have fun. Because my thing is all about having exhibition, having fun, and teaching people that rotaries can be reliable, they can be loud and obnoxious and fun, and that's what I want. That's what I'm into. You know, you don't have to have a V8 to have fun. You can have a loud, crazy rotary.
I hear you. I hear you definitely, because think about it. A lot of guys think you got to have a Hemi blowing the big sound out. But wow, that's amazing. And you did say, that just to let everyone know, you're going to, will you have your car, would it be pretty much at Toyo, the Toyo booth at SEMA, or will it be at the
The Apex? I have several cars, right? So the brand new FC that's debuting, that car will be out out by the Silver Lots adjacent to the Shell Performance Unbound area.
Yes.
So you can walk up and see that car right to the right of the Shell Performance Unbound booth. And then the Pennzoil Time Attack RX-7, that'll be at the Apex booth. It'll be at Apex with Pennzoil. So I'll be going back and forth from SEMA over to the Apex show to talk about that car and talk about Pennzoil. And then another secret project I'll tell you about is the Varus GR86. So as I mentioned earlier, 10 years ago, I did the Scion Concept 1, which is Toyota Concept 1, the first generation of the GR86. It was the very first turbocharged wide-body car to debut back then, and I went to Japan and did all the exhibition over there and came back to the U.S. It was like basically the most popular GR86 to ever be produced at the time. So as a 10-year nod to that car and that anniversary of building a new car, the new generation car, that'll debut in the Toyo Tires booth at the Tread Pass this year. That car is running Pennzoil Ultra Platinum 5W30 at the moment. I'm planning something special with Pennzoil. I can't talk about it right now.
No problem.
But definitely you'll want to see that car at the Toyo Tires booth, and definitely stay tuned to social media on Pennzoil as well as my Instagram, Johnny Grunwald, and see what we do with the car.
Oh my goodness. This is amazing. And this is just this year. We haven't even gotten to 2024.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Johnny. Wow. Well, I tell you what, your year has been totally packed. I am blown away. What more can be done? See, I'm scared to ask what's happening next year. because I know 2024 new. Oh my goodness. Just, I know Pennzoil's got things rolling new for next year. So
there's a lot of exciting things happening soon. And I think the coolest part about working with a company like Pennzoil and being partnered and representing them is that it's a very large family, and everybody is so diverse in their passions from car culture. You can have one guy who's a Miata guy, another guy who's a big LS guy. And everyone at the end of the day still bleeds Pennzoil. Everyone still cares about each other's programs and how to support them. It's really a special team to be a part of.
Oh man, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm telling you guys firsthand. I've been part of the team for 4 decades. I hate to ever leave. because I'm bleeding the Pennzoil synthetic. Oh my goodness. Well, and now Johnny, just to make sure so everybody can keep up with you, where can they find you on your Instagram? If you can give our Instagram, Instagram.
Sure. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. It's just my name, Johnny, Jonny. Grunwald, Grunwald. You'll find me there. Also, you can find me if you just search around on Pennzoil's Instagram. I'm sure you'll find me pop up there somewhere with my loud rotaries or having fun or running around Shell's HQ. I'm really, really grateful to be a part of your show too, Michael. We've been friends now for years. I'm a bit bummed out that it's been so busy. I haven't seen you this year yet. So,
Find
you sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately this year, you know, I'm not going to be at SEMA this year. Hope to be at PRI, but we don't know. It's just, we just have to see how things are, but I'm sure you and the rest of the crew is going to be representing very well our Pennzoil synthetic line of oils. At our technology research lab, we have what they call an employee car show, and it's amazing. Every year I've been bringing my car every time we would have one. Way back, this is like 20 years ago when I had a couple of Porsches. So I kind of brought in the old 928 I used to have. And now I bring in my Mach 1. But it's just amazing. the car enthusiasts that we do have. And again, we're talking at our research lab where we have a lot of, I would say, you know, you got the, you know, the scientists and the engineers that, but some of them got in their garages. they pull out somebody. We got some guy, you know, with a Model A. That's beautiful. From a Model A to a mid-60s Aston Martin. And
I love
so it's amazing. Guys got, you know, hey, we're talking the good old GTR, and it's amazing what's going to come out in another few weeks at our good old car show, from muscle cars on down. So we have a whole slew of guys who are really, really, really passionate about the car scene. So I can't wait to jump on that.
That's what I mentioned earlier, Michael. I think we're blessed by two things. We're blessed by technology, modern technology, and we're blessed with the diversity on our team of people from all different kinds of backgrounds and roles within the company that are all passionate and diehard about what we
yes.
do. And I think Jump. That it's lost in a lot of the modern society. People have lost that spark and what makes us charge for more and innovation and life, passion for life. And that's why I love the campaign this year. Long May We Drive is multiple meetings. You know, not only is it getting out there and enjoying and having fun with our cars and in the garage, but also or on the track, but also just who we are as individuals, pushing as hard as we can be to be unique and yeah.
Johnny, it's special. Johnny, you hit it right on the nose. When you think about it, something like this happening, Long May We Drive. After the crazy pandemic where we were all stuck in the house, and now I'm telling you, just getting out, breathing, camaraderie, and like you say, when it comes to the car community, it doesn't matter what color you are a car guy. Oh, it's just, it's amazing. That's one thing I dearly love. When we all get together and like I tell guys, SEMA and different things like that, it's unbelievable. It don't mean you got guys coming from the backwoods of Alabama coming to talk. Yeah, I'm used to my big block, but then they're, you know, they're talking this, and then here's the other guys. Yeah, I got my four cylinder turbo doing this, and it's like nonstop, and I love it. I love every minute of it. I tell guys here, hey, working for Pennzoil and the Technology Center, being one of the technical advisors, I am in heaven. I love it. It gets happy every day.
the mutual respect, and I can hear you and your voice, even your respect growing for EV. So you know, I'm gonna open my mind some more and have to start driving some more EVs too.
Oh man. Well, Johnny, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's been a pleasure. It's been a highlight of my day. Everyone, you have to follow Johnny Grunwald on Instagram, and even check out over on even on YouTube. He's everywhere. This is what you call one of our treasures, one of the ultimate gearhead. Guy loves vehicles, loves cars like me and like my audience. So Johnny, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Michael, thank you so much for everything. Definitely come out and visit me at the SEMA show and PRI if you're attending. Otherwise, hopefully we'll just make fun in the new year.
Yes, sir. I guess everyone got your Instagram, and I want you to repeat it again if we can, Johnny, just in case.
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram at Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y dot Grunwald, G-R-U-N-W-A-L-D on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I'm out there. Or also, if you visit Pennzoil's Instagram, I won't be too far away from there, too.
Very good. Thank you so much, Johnny. Everyone out there, thank you for hanging out. Keep the motor oil in motion, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks for keeping the motor oil in motion with me. Stay safe. I will see you next time.
You've been listening to Michael's Motor Alley, presented by Pennzoil. Michael's Motor Alley podcast is available for listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just hit the subscribe or follow button to stay up to date on new podcast episodes. This podcast has been produced by Pennzoil, and the views and opinions on this podcast are those of the people featured and not of Shell or its affiliates. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.